Melissa Harris Perry, Academic Freedom is Dead at Wake Forest University. By Tom Sicotta on January 25, 2019. Wake Forest professor and former MSNBC host Melissa Harris Perry argued in a tweet this week that academic freedom at Wake Forest University is dead. Professor Melissa Harris Perry tweeted this week that administrators at Wake Forest University are pressuring her to shut down the Anna Julia Cooper Center, a research program led by Harris Perry that focuses on intersectional scholarship. Academic freedom is truly dead at Wake Forest, she wrote. 2 days after a public MLK address where I called into question the university's labor practices, Provost at Rutgers sends an email inviting me to eliminate at Ike Center as a university entity and offering a goodwill payoff. Hashtag not for sale. Harris Perry's tweet suggests that her criticisms of the universities led to a call for her research center to be shut down. In a comment to a local news outlet, however, a Wake Forest spokesperson said that her comments are misleading and disappointing. Her recent comments about the university are misleading and disappointing, a university spokesperson said in a comment to a local news outlet. There is no question that I am a difficult employee. I don't play nice or toe the line or pretend injustice does not exist. On Monday, I reminded our community at Wake Forest benefited from slavery and Jim Crow, and we should raise questions as it encroaches downtown, Harris Perry wrote in follow-up tweet. Harris Perry is infamously remembered for mocking Mitt Romney's adopted black grandchild. During an episode of her MSNBC program, Harris Perry showed a photo of Romney and his many grandchildren. One of these things is not like the others, one of Harris Perry's guests sang as the photo was displayed on the screen. Harris Perry burst out in laughter in response. Harris Perry eventually gave a tearful apology for the incident. The segment proceeded in a way that was offensive. Showing the photo in that segment, in that context, was poor judgment, she said.